Hi, welcome to another inspirational message recorded live at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
So we're going to jump right into it this morning from a sermon that I have titled, A Spirit Like Daniel. A Spirit Like Daniel. And after the first service, I think I should change it to A Spirit Like Chick-fil-A. Because I believe they exemplify the excellent spirit that Daniel had. Praise the Lord as God ordains chicken. Oh, amen. It's going to be fun. I'm ready to have fun this morning. You guys ready? Okay. Let's jump right into it. And I'm going to lay a little bit of a foundation. I was sharing with the first service that God woke me up on Tuesday morning and he dropped something into my spirit like an absolute just spiritual bomb just went off. And I found myself in Daniel chapter 6 and specifically where it said that Daniel distinguished himself because he had a spirit of excellence upon him. And I began to research this and study this, and it's just come alive in me. And so before we get to there, I need to lay a little bit of a foundation because I believe we need to understand why we need to operate in a spirit of excellence before we understand the spirit of excellence. Is that okay? So I'm going to start in Genesis 1, verse 1, and we're going to read to Revelation chapter 20. I'll allow a coffee break around Numbers, the first chapter. I'm just kidding. Okay. I was very cheeky in the first service. I don't know. I don't know what happened as, you know. Amen. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, and that it was good. That it was good. Will you turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not meant to be mediocre. I'm not meant to be mediocre. Genesis 1:29. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth. Every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given you every herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Will you turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not meant to be mediocre. Now, as I was looking at this week, I was reminded, many of you know, I have a degree in biology, and in college, we had this professor that, and at the time, I was a huge heathen in the world, and just, you know, I'm backslidden and you know, whatever else. I was just a big heathen. Didn't believe in God. And there was this professor in one of my biology courses that was going over the human anatomy and how the body functions. And she kept saying as she would go through the course, you know, how it's just remarkable. It's just remarkable how perfect everything in the body just works together. And it was, and as far as I know, I don't know that she was Christian or not. I honestly couldn't tell you. Remember, I was a huge heathen in the world. I wasn't paying attention to Christian, not Christian. But she kept saying this thing, you know, the human body, it has all these functions and it does certain things. And it's just so remarkable how perfect it is. You know, this organ operates with this organ, and this one secretes this, and that in turn does this, and this in turn does that. And just take, for instance, eating food. Whatever the human body can consume and can keep down is transformed into energy to make the body. I got fuel. I ate my Wheaties this morning. I can hear Miss Dawn. Your form is terrible. No. Right? I got fuel. Now, let me challenge you. Go take a slice of pizza and a gallon of orange juice and dump it in your gas tank of your vehicle and see how well that drives your car. Who created which? Skin. Okay, don't get like super spiritual with me just yet. This is just basic, like I'm trying to lay a foundation. God created everything. Can I get an amen? He created everything. If you cut yourself, if you I use the example of running into a hitch when you're walking in the parking lot, and you know those guys with the trucks, they got the hitch and you shin it, it starts bleeding. In a week or two, the skin heals itself as if it didn't happen. My lawnmower doesn't fix itself. My wife killed the lawnmower 2 weeks ago, and that joker bleeding all over the garage. There's oil everywhere. You're leaking. It doesn't fix itself. It doesn't. The cells inside the motor don't just, the gaskets don't magically reform, but yet my gaskets do. Amen. When I'm sick, I have antibodies inside of my body. I have an immune system. When I begin to get sick, God puts stuff inside of us that helps our bodies rejuvenate itself and make itself better. You may go through a period of time where you're not feeling so good, but the body naturally heals itself. He did it. I didn't buy that attachment on Amazon. Skin be healed, you know, it's a little hat. No, God made it. He is the creator of all. He created everything. Everything he did, and he did with absolute intention and absolute perfection. Everything works together beautifully. Fires and earthquakes, and I know it's natural disaster, and we look at these things and we think it's a negative thing, but forest fires are a natural thing, and without a forest fire, the ground wouldn't be cleared, and then it puts fertilizer back into the ground, and then it begins to bring new growth and all these different things. And you know, sometimes we got to have the fire burn out a little bit of chaff so that the good can arise. You understand what I'm saying? Everything that God does, everything that he's designed in this world that we live in, is designed with absolute perfection and absolute excellence. You can see God, I promise you, I'm a nature-oriented man. I like the woods. I like seeing animals. I like shooting animals. I like fish. That's okay. They're tasty. They don't go to waste. Don't judge me. Amen. But I love sitting in the morning in a tree stand or on the deck of a boat, and you just see the sun come up. If you can't see God's hand at work, oh, but it's perfect. You can't paint something that pretty. So the Webster's Dictionary of excellence is the quality of being outstanding or extremely good, outstanding features, or outstanding quality. I believe we should write a letter to Webster Dictionary and have that changed. And right next to the word excellence in the dictionary, it should just say God, dot, dot, dot. He is the epitome of excellence. Everything he does with excellence. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, he is the rock. His work is perfect. As Christians, we should strive to live excellently for him. Imitate me as I also imitate Christ. We're supposed to be little Christ. Don't you find it interesting that God is the creator of all? He's the creator of everything, right? Can we all agree with this? Said this joke in the first service. I believe in the Big Bang. God said, let there be light. Bang! And he said, and it was so, right? I believe there was a little bit of a shaking in the universe for him to create everything in 6 days. I'm pretty sure there was a little bit going awry. Okay, all right. We won't go down that road. We need to strive to live excellently. God is worthy of our excellence. He created everything. He created everything. And he gave us something to use as well, that we can also create. I find that very interesting. He made us in the likeness of his image. We're one of the only creatures on the planet Earth that can create. We have this wonderful thing in the brain, you know, and we have these synapses and all these different things happening, a very complex organ, the brain, and it operates and allows us to be creative, to create. He made us in the likeness of his image. But the difference between God and us is God, everything he's created, he created perfectly. We create cars that can't run on pizza and orange juice. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is everybody with me? Okay, all right. Revelation 4:11 says that you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Without him, you would not be. Without him, I would not be. Without him, this stage, this church, this sanctuary, Vero Beach, it would not be. You know, and as John was sharing for the tithe, if we can catch that revelation of what he did for us, it's not real hard to be excellent for him. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son. He adores us. He wants us to have relationship with him. He wants us to be close with him. I shared this in the first service. I have a little bit of a, the atmosphere is totally different to the first service, but what I struggle to understand why for a person we have to lift the excellence in our lives, but for God we let it drop. Okay, I'm gonna come over here. If the president walked in here today, would we have to change anything because the president is in our midst? Well, I serve somebody and I worship somebody who's got a much greater and a much higher title than the president of the United States of America. Although I honor and respect him and pray for him, can I get an amen? Amen. The word declares that we should, whether you like him or not. We prayed for President Obama just as much as we prayed for President Donald Trump. I don't care who the president is, we pray for the president. Can I get an amen? Okay. But he's a very important person in this nation. If I got the phone call at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night from Pastor Alex and he says, listen, Mikey, the president's going to be here tomorrow morning, make sure everything's right, I shouldn't have to jump up out of the bed and run to the church full speed and start dialing Serve Pro and dialing John and dialing every youth member I got in my phone. Listen, all hands on deck. We got to clean the carpets. We got to move the chairs. We got to get the lasers out. We need to get the tithing envelopes right. We need to go over and make sure the kids' ministry is straightened up. We got to fix all the ceiling tiles. I need to... Everybody with me? I should just say, yes, sir, not a problem. We're good. Click. Because it's already done. Because our level of excellence for any man, it should be 10 times better for God. This is his house. This is God's house. We desire, we are hungry for God to show up. This is a house that believes in the presence of the Almighty, that he can show up in this room at any moment, at any time. He can show up and heal your body. If we are desiring and hungry and pushing and asking and pleading and begging and desiring God to show up in this place, why wouldn't we make it excellent for him? Your U group. You're desiring so much to see the gifts of the Spirit flow in your U group and see God show up in your U group. Are we running our U groups excellently? And I believe that we are here at Oceans. Amen. I promise I'm not picking on anybody. I'm preaching to myself this morning. As a zone leader, as the maintenance man of Oceans Unite Christian Center, I got ceiling tiles I need to replace. My truck needs to be washed. Listen, do not come up to me after the service and say, well, Pastor Mike, you was preaching on this, but I see what's in, you know, hey, you better wash that truck, brother. I got it, okay? This is revelation to me, and I'm preaching what's alive in me, and I'm hoping that somebody catches it. I'm hoping that this comes alive in your spirit today to better yourself for the kingdom of God so that when people look at you, they see Christ exemplified in your life because you live excellently. There's an excellent spirit upon you. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says that whatever your hand finds to do, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with might. Whatever job you just picked up, you know, Pastor Mike, I'm called to own a business, but, you know, the only job that I could get right now was Panera, but, you know, Panera Bread, I'm just going to kind of just, you know, it's just my in-between till my business takes off. I spoke with a youth member last week, and he's all upset and distraught, and I'm picking on him bad. It's okay. He's excited about it. He was all distraught. Pastor Mike,
I got the job. They're only giving me like 4 hours a week, Pastor Mike.
So the other day we go in to pick up his paycheck, right? I had him in the truck. We went to Campus Life to go after. And we show up at Panera Bread, and the manager's there. And she's asking him, hey, what are you trained on? And he's like, well, I'm trained on, you know, the grill, and I'm trained on, and I could be getting this all wrong, so don't judge me, Jake. But, you know, I trained on this, and I trained on that, and I've trained on this, and da-da-da-da-da. And I asked I'm looking at the manager. I said, how is he? Is he good? And she goes, well, he talks a lot. I said, oh, message received. We get in the truck. We shut the door. I said, listen, young man, you're getting 4 hours a week because you're a bum at work. Come on, somebody. You got to shout me down for that. You know, you've been at the, he's shouting me down. You've been at the drive-thru. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? How can I help you? I told you, Chick-fil-A is God-ordained fast food. It's my pleasure, sir. How can I assist you today? I want 3 Chick-fil-A sauces. My pleasure. 3 go in the bag. Ma'am, could I please have some ketchup for my French fries?
Here's your meal, sir.
Ma'am, there ain't no ketchup in this bag. Act like it's a great big thing. I'm paying you for the ketchup. I just want what I ordered. She grabs a handful of it and puts 75 ketchup packets in the bag to make her point. Is anybody with me? That's not excellence. I just have this mental image, this young man making a sandwich. Oh, shoot. It's a little burnt. I'm just kidding. He don't do that. Panera Bread is not like that. But that's not excellence. That's not excellence. Excellence. That's everybody with me? Are we with me? Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. I know Panera Bread isn't your be-all and end-all. I know that is not your career choice, but be faithful in the little things and God will begin to give you more. Be faithful in that 4 hours a week. Show up with your pants pressed. Show up with your shirt tucked in. I know you're trying to grow your hair out and look like a, you know, a GQ model. That's fine. Slick it back. Get it out of your face. Shave the peach fuzz off of your cheeks. Brush your teeth. It's practical preaching this morning, y'all. When I get my order at Panera Bread, I don't want to smell my order through your mouth. Come on. It's practical. It don't cost a lot of money to brush your teeth. What's a can of Altoids? $2.55? You understand what I'm saying? It don't take a whole lot to be faithful in the little. And he's got wonderful breath, young man. But be faithful in the little. Let's be excellent in what we do in every area. Why? Because he's worthy of it all. When they look at me, I want them to see him through me. I'm spending a lot of time down here. Why is it that the world system sets the bar for excellence and the church doesn't? Oh, come on. That's good stuff. Why is it that the winner of The Voice and the winner of American Idol is some secular worship leader? I want to see worshipers go up there on The Voice. When I turn The Voice on whatever night it comes on and I begin to watch this show, I don't want to just see secular contestants singing Madonna and whatever, Lady Gaga and all this other stuff, which is fine if that's what the secular world wants. I realize there's a clear divide between the secular world and the church, and I'm not against that. What I'm against is the fact that Christians believe they don't have a place in the secular world. We do have a place. The Word of God says that I'm the head, not the tail, that I'm above and not below. That means we should be the example of excellence. We should have worship leaders winning The Voice week after week after week, month after month. American Idol contestants, they should be the worship leaders. Leaders, business owners, politicians. Oh my. The government ought to be loaded up with Holy Ghost filled Christians. We wouldn't have fake news. Oh. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they all should be Holy Ghost filled. We wouldn't have fake news. We wouldn't have people lying on a consistent basis. Come on, somebody. We get in there with the conviction of the Holy Spirit and a spirit of excellence upon us. This world would look different. They'd look at Fox News and say, oh, you know, what's the difference between Chick-fil-A and McDonald's? You know, Chick-fil-A is the only fast food restaurant that takes a Sabbath. I mean, I believe it should be on a Monday and not on a Sunday because I want me some Chick-fil-A after service, but that's beside the point. They uphold Christian values in that place. And look at everywhere you go. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A that doesn't operate with excellence. If they got somebody at the front counter that's acting a fool, the manager says, hey, come here, boy. Let me take you in the back. Give you a little talk. Strike one. Straighten up. Tuck your pants in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And it's my pleasure. And that's what I want to hear coming out of your mouth. Okay. That's excellence. School. What happened to school grades? Oh, I'm going to go on a tangent in a hurry. D's get degrees. What? I talked to a young man on Friday. I said, hey, man, how's school going? It's going good, Pastor Mike. It's going great. Things are going awesome. That's awesome. How's your grades? Oh, I'm doing great. I'm passing everything. Okay. How's your grades? I got D's and everything and one C. And he's happy about it. He said the C is in personal, physical education. Wait. Hold up. Time out, player. The last I checked, when I was in school, the only way that you could get anything below an A is if you didn't show up and you didn't dress out. How do you get a C in physical education? The coach didn't even care if you sat on the bleacher. Just show up and dress out. That's pretty simple. I got a C with a smile on his face. What happened? Parents, y'all better shout me down. What happened? What happened to achieving for excellence? A D is not excellence. An A is. Matter of fact, an A plus. When I was in school, and I'm not patting myself on the back because I did a lot of things wrong, but if I got an A minus, a 90%, 91%, I was getting nervous. And please hear me in this. Please hear my heart in this. Because I don't want you to get condemned and convicted if you feel like, well, you know, Pastor Mike, I'm doing everything that I can. Because that's not what I'm talking about. If you have given it everything you got and a C is the best that you can achieve, I'm behind you, I'm for you, I encourage you. You do the best that you can do. I am not an English major. Listen, commas and apostrophes and the five different theirs, that all's demonic. I'm telling you, it's from the devil. Trying to trip me up with the three different theirs. They're there and they are. What the heck is the English language anyways? I'm not an English major. I struggled in English. But you know what that made me do as a child? That made me study harder. That made me push even further. That made me go the extra mile to make sure, because I didn't want to fall below. I was above, and I understood this as a secular child. A B wasn't an option for me. D's get degrees. Nonsense. Everything we do. Why was a sloppy generation? You know, I'm going to show up late for everything. It's contractors. You get a contractor out, and you're paying them to do a job. And I'm talking to everybody, not just people in the church, not just you group leaders, not just ministry leaders, not just pastors. If you own a business, I'm talking to you. If you have aspirations to get into politics, I'm talking to you. If you have a family, I am talking to you. If you have a husband, I am talking to you. Whatever you do, do it with excellence. Hire a contractor to run electric in your house. And they pull the wires through all the walls, and they leave their wire, you know, connectors and wire nuts scattered all over the floor. There's plastic ripped off all the trimmings from trimming the wire just all over the ground. It's okay, boss. They're going to skin it over with drywall anyways. I want my check, and out the door they go. Your house looks like a mess. That's not excellence. Excellence is hiring somebody, them showing up on time. calling you back when they say, I'm going to call you back in an hour, boss. I'm on the job. Give me an hour. I'll call you back. You wait 6 days. They don't ever call you back. That's not excellence. You done lost that job. Are you with me? We belong in the world. So that when they see our excellence, the body of Christ, in every area of our lives, they sit back and they scratch their heads and they go, I don't understand what's different with this guy. And that gives you an opportunity to give him the glory. That gives you an opportunity to show, you know what, I am the way that I am because he is and was and is to come. I am the way that I am because he gave his son for my life. I am the way that I am because he created me. Okay. We need to strive for excellence. Okay. Can we go to Daniel chapter 6? Will you turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not meant to be mediocre. I am not meant to be mediocre. I am meant to be the head and not the tail. A cut above, outstanding. You know what the image in my head is when I hear the word outstanding? The image in my head is a group full, say 100 people in a giant, just a group, and they're standing shoulder to shoulder. Outstanding is the one person that is outside of that group that everybody notices. How many of you know if you're the 100th person in that group of 100 and you're somewhere mashed up in the middle and you're bumping shoulders with everybody, it's kind of tough to get noticed inside of that group of 100 people. But if you're all on your own and you're outside of the status quo and I'm over here all by myself, I ain't got nobody with me, it's real easy to see everything about me. Outstanding. Everything you do with excellence. If you go to a doctor's office, it's clean. The bushes are cut right. All the weeds are round-upped. They ain't a weed one in their flower gardens. You walk in, the receptionist greets you with a smile. How can I help you today, sir? Ready to help you with whatever you need. If that's not your doctor, you need a new doctor. Because I got people shaking their heads. You should teach. Welcome to Good Burger. I got a Good Burger. Can I take your order? You feeling sick today? Let me see if I can get you in. You'll have to come back next week Tuesday. Get a different doctor. That's not excellence. Go to a lawyer's office. A good one. You understand what I'm saying? Excellence. Excellence. I believe, let's read this. Daniel chapter 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps and to be over the whole kingdom. And over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. And remember that, because I'm going to come back to that in just a second. And then Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps because he was super prophetic and could pray in tongues. I'm sorry, did I miss it? I need new contacts. This Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps because he could preach, just about anybody into the kingdom. Am I still missing it? Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. Now this was a very spiritual man, a very gifted man. I used my wife as the example in the first service. Okay, so plug your ears, honey. I just don't want it to go to her head. But I believe as her husband, I believe she has an absolute amazing gifting in the realm of worship, in singing and playing the piano. I bought her first piano. And I remember, and I told this story in the first service, I remember when she was trying to first learn how to play, and we were sitting there, we didn't do lessons, couldn't afford it or whatever at that point in time. All we had was YouTube. praise the Lord for YouTube. But she had her piano, and she's busy plunking, blong, 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 and nothing's adding up. There's no harmony. There's no melody. It's kind of, kind of messy, kind of sloppy. And we started praying, and as we would start to pray, the blong, 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 blong started coming together a little bit, and then there was this presence that filled the room. I believe that God had anointed her and gifted her to be able to learn things that normal people would really have to try very hard to learn. That's just my personal opinion, okay? But here's the deal. And this is the problem that we have as Holy Ghost-filled Christians. It is once we realize that we have a gifting in an area, we turn and we go, oh, well, we'll just rely on the anointing. It's okay. I don't need to study. I don't need to get in the Word. I'm just going to pray and hope the Holy Ghost comes in and backs me up. Can I testify that even though I believe that my wife was gifted in an area, she still continued to practice and practice and practice hours and hours and hours and hours and any hour of the day. If you come by and visit me and my wife at our house, I guarantee it, more often than not, you'll hear bong, 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 or whatever it is over in the worship room, because she doesn't come out of there. She stays in there playing that piano. She wore the keys out of her first piano in 2 years. Wore them out, couldn't even hardly sell the piano because there was like 15 keys broken. Honey, you're playing too hard. She'd play this way, she'd play with her eyes closed, she'd play backwards. Why? Because she wanted to be excellent in what she does. And I remember I asked her one time, I said, babe, why are you playing I Exalt Thee again? I've heard it 17 times this week. I'm sick and tired of that song. She said, I want to know it so well that nothing in me hinders him when he shows up. Oh. When I stand up here to preach, I want the Word in me so much that nothing in me would hinder him. When I run a U group, I don't want the dirt on my floor to distract someone from getting in the presence of the Holy Ghost. I don't want my speaker not functioning because I didn't take the time to check. It's practical. I don't want to pray for someone and grieve the Holy Ghost because all they can smell is my stank breath. Okay, it's practical. It's practical. It's little things. Excellence. Excellence. Is everybody with me? And it pleased Darius. He noticed Daniel not because he was a super spiritual man, although he had that gifting. His excellence provided a platform for him to speak to the king. His excellence provided a place for him, right? And excellence is a twofold thing. Excellence in deed and excellence in attitude. I don't care if you're the greatest contractor in the world. If you got a sorry attitude, it's not going to get you any further than that. I've preached this to the youth many times. That's your attitude is determines your altitude. If you got a bad, stinking, sorry attitude, you're going to stay in a low place and get used to staying there till that attitude changes. Come on, parents. I can get a better amen than that. Fine, I'll clean my room. They go in there and clean it with excellence, but what was the attitude like? Oh, I should have got shouted down for that. Right? Yeah, Pastor Mike, I'll go clean the toilets. That's fine. Yeah, Pastor, fine. I'll show up at the prayer meeting 10 minutes before the prayer meeting. Come on, somebody. Excellence. Showing up late. Not doing what you say you're going to do. Dressing sloppily. Doing things sloppily. I believe if Daniel was setting these chairs out for a church service, he would break out the laser and make sure the rows are perfectly straight. I believe if he was putting the tithing envelopes in the back of the chairs, Daniel would do it with excellence. Those tithing envelopes would be perfectly straight. The pens would be exactly 91 degrees, exactly on the pocket the way they're supposed to be. You'd look down the rows and it would just look like a robot did it. It's so perfect. It's so excellent. I believe if you asked Daniel to go and vacuum that back room, not only would he vacuum it, he'd break out the little dustbuster thing and suck up all the stuff in the cracks. He'd get a Swiffer and get all the cobwebs out of the corner of the room. He'd grab the paintbrush and just fix up the two spots where John bumped the chair into the wall. I caught you, man. Don't you know I have to paint that? No, I'm just kidding. Do you understand what I'm saying? excellence. I believe if Daniel did a job, nobody had to go behind Daniel to check his work. I believe he set the bar. We need to be excellent in every area of our lives, businesses, politics, government, worship, Hollywood. Oh, if we could get some Holy Ghost-filled Angelina Jolies and Brad Pitts to put out some decent movies. I like watching a good movie with my wife that isn't full of junk. Excellence. Excellence. We need to operate in both. Okay. One more point. One more point. And then I'm done. Can we go to Daniel verse 4? Is everybody okay? I know it's very simple. It's a basic. I mean, this is elementary. It really is. But I believe that God blesses excellence. Now, notice what I said before is that can we go back to verse, I believe it's verse 2? At the bottom there, it says, so that the king would suffer no loss. This king at this point in time in history was trying to build an empire. So he was getting the absolute best of the best in every area that he could to create this kingdom, to create this empire of absolute excellence. It says, so that the king would suffer no loss. It's really easy to invite somebody to a church service when your church looks great. When the people greet you with a smile and actually care. Excellence. It's easy to invite someone to a U group that it doesn't get weird and wonderful, and there's this nice joyous atmosphere and everybody's excited about U group and everyone's inviting each other to U group because they know when they show up at that U group on that Wednesday night, things are going to be run correctly with excellence. It's not going to be weird and wonderful and it's run excellently. So then when you bring somebody, the king doesn't suffer any loss. Oh. You invite someone to church and you know, there's weeds growing up in the flower beds and the door greeters is, hey, welcome. You can find a seat in there somewhere. Close the door and just stare off in the distance like you're a nobody. Praise the Lord for Oceans Unite Christian Center who have door greeters who actually care. Can I get an amen for that at least? You understand what I'm saying? We got to operate with excellence. You walk into the sanctuary and there's coffee stains all over the carpet because you big sinners bring coffee in the sanctuary. I'm checking the laughs. I'm making a list. I'm going to give it to Pastor Alex. Caught you. No, I'm just kidding. Right? Things look sloppy. Things look half done. You got the Ocean's Church sign on the back of the stage and it's crooked and off. People look at this stuff. And it may not matter to you because you recognize the anointing and the Holy Ghost is flowing. But if the kingdom isn't expanding, how effective is it? Oh, come on. This is practical preaching here. You may be prophesying in every single U group and laying hands and signs, miracles, and wonders are flowing. But nobody's coming back because we got to have excellence. Okay, verse 5. Verse 4, you're right. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. You will not have any opposition when you're standing at the door with your peers now, with the people you work with, in any area that it may be. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. How can I take your order? They're fine with that, as long as you continue to be sloppy too. The minute you decide and you catch a revelation of this and say, no, I'm going to be the best drive-thru attendant that this Good Burger has ever seen. I'm a mirror Chick-fil-A, and it's my pleasure, ma'am. You want 3 Chick-fil-A? Can I give you 4? I just feel like blessing you today with a little extra 250 calories per cup. I just want to bless you, honey. When you catch that excellence, that spirit of excellence comes upon you. Look at what happens in verse 4. Look at what happens when they recognize Daniel got a spirit of excellence and he was distinguished. He was outstanding. He was outstanding. He was outstanding. And they said in verse 4, so they sought to find some charge against him.
Oh, you know,
let me go find some dirt. Let me dig up some dirt. Let me find something about this guy. He can't be that perfect. Let me figure out what's his game. What's his edge? What's he got going on? How come the king appointed him? Okay, I said this in the first group. This is not a hermeneutical, theological, analytical opinion. This is my personal opinion on this next sentence. People get upset with you and begin to turn against you for two reasons. Reason number one is there's this thing right now called a millennial entitlement spirit that comes upon them that says, I deserve what you deserve because I didn't do it. I deserve that promotion even though I didn't put in the work. I deserve that promotion even though I'm lazy and sloppy. I deserve this just because. And I'm upset with you because you got it and I didn't, and everybody's not a winner. I'll kick that entitlement thing back to where it came from. Get up, go to work, do what you're supposed to do, and earn what is given to you. Personal opinion, okay? Number two, number one's jealousy, obviously, the whole entitlement thing. Number two is because your excellence begins to shine light on their inexcellence. Oh, you know, I can make 47 calls a day at SLS selling insurance, and I can make those 47 phone calls in a day if I get diligent about it and get off of my Facebook and get off of my Instagram. And all of a sudden the boss at SLS sees this and says, whoa, Lucy's making 47, she's getting all these different contacts. What? Why is he only making 5 phone calls? See, it exposes their inexcellence. When Susie May runs the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, our numbers go way up through the roof. I mean, there's people coming back. They want to come through the drive-thru just because she's working the drive-thru. All of a sudden, things are getting better because she's there. What that does is that shows that the welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger, can I take your order, ain't cutting it anymore. Because that's not excellence. And this is what I love about it. Go to the next verse. And then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. That means that when they can't find anything against you, when they can't dig up any dirt on you, and they begin to ask the question, what is it that separates my business, restoration business, from ServPro? They say, well, this Jimmy, Mr. Jimmy Tunstall, worships God. And he does everything he does with excellence because he believes he's doing it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now all of a sudden you can give glory to the King Most High for your excellence. Pastor Mike, why do you show up early to the prayer meetings? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Is it so you can, Pastor Alex will see you and you'll get promoted? No. Did I lose somebody? Attitude. Why are we doing what we do? Are we doing it for him? Or are we doing it for selfish motives? Because I believe, I want everybody to catch this revelation of excellence. I want us all to operate with excellence. I want the worship band, and you guys do. And I promise I'm not picking on, I'm pointing the finger at myself this morning. Please understand me. I am not calling out Oceans Unite Christian Center on any of this because I believe we have a pastor that operates with the highest level of excellence. If you don't believe that, ask any one of the staff. If we got to repaint the walls 17 times, Miss Ursula, If I got to restain those shelves 12 times for the bookstore, for it to be just right, we'll do it because we got to do it with excellence. If I got to redo these chairs, y'all should have seen the first time we packed these chairs out in the sanctuary. I bet it took us 3 days. No, this isn't right. We got to move this. This is the level of excellence that our pastor operates at, and I want to get to that same level. But he doesn't do it so that everybody looks at him and says, well, wow, he's so great. He does it so that he can give glory back to the King. He does it because he is worthy of the excellence. He is worthy of it all. He is worthy of our excellence. I shouldn't have to change a thing if the President Donald Trump walks into this church because my excellence is for him. And if it's good enough for him, I guarantee it's good enough for anybody here on earth. Amen. We'll pick up the trash. We'll straighten the chairs. Live our lives excellently. Run our U groups excellently. Run the youth excellently. Run our ministries excellently. Our businesses. We got a place in this world. We are the head and not the tail. I want to encourage somebody this morning to live an excellent life in everything that you do, and not if they ask, when they ask, because your excellence will provide a platform. And when it does, I challenge you, give the glory to the King Most High. Give the glory to the one who deserves it, because that is why we do what we do. Last thing, and then I close. I've said, how many times have I said that today? Five times? Last thing. As a Holy Ghost-filled Christian, as a blood-washed believer, his name is assigned to you. I don't want to run his name into the dirt because of the way I'm living my life. Guys, I'm preaching to myself here. I don't want people to see my truck and it hadn't been washed in 6 months and it got oil and grease all over the place and it just looks rough and my house is falling apart and I'm kicking the dog and I'm not living an excellent life. And you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have time to do some of these things, I am not condemning or convicting anybody. Listen, I work a lot, okay? If you're working 100 hours a week and cannot wash your truck this week, do not leave this place feeling condemned. Understand what I'm saying? What I'm talking about is this slothful, lazy lifestyle. This entitlement spirit of I get whatever I want because I am. Come on. We got to operate with excellence. If his name is assigned to me, I want to exemplify Christ in my actions. I want to exemplify Christ in my work. When I run a U group, I want to exemplify his name. When I in everything that I do, in my worship. And I made a little joke about this in the first service. You know, you just stand there and just, you know, but again, it's an attitude as well, because I've seen people who just stand here like this and are worshiping God with everything inside of them, because at the end of the day, worship is a heart condition. All I'm asking you is to everything that we do, do it with excellence unto him. When we come to a prayer meeting, let's not get complacent and slothful and slack in a prayer meeting because we don't feel like it. Our walk is not by feelings, it's by faith. So that means when we come to a prayer meeting, we're going to pray like it's our last chance to pray. When I have an opportunity to intercede for this nation, I want to see Holy Ghost-filled Christians in politics and in government. So I'm going to hit that thing in the spirit. When I come into worship and I have an opportunity to worship, I'm going to worship like it's my last chance to worship. Do everything with excellence. Everything we do, let's do it for him. Can we pray this morning? Father, in this place, in Jesus' name, I ask, Lord, that you would place a spirit of excellence upon every person in this house. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the vision that you have given our senior pastor. I thank you, Father, for the excellent spirit that you have placed inside of him. And Father, I just pray that it would continue to flow from the top, Lord, and that every person in this house, every person under the sound of my voice would catch a spirit of excellence, Father, that it would bring you praise, that it would bring you honor, that it would bring you glory. Father, that the kingdom would not suffer any loss, Lord. I don't want to drag your name into the dirt. So, Father, we just ask you, let a spirit of excellence come upon us. Let us act and conduct our lives like Daniel did, Father. Lord, we love and appreciate you so much. We give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, and everyone agreed and said, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.